Pure Thugs podcast. Weez is back. Little brief hiatus, but Weez is back.
We back. We back.
Pure Thugs on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Search Pure Thuggery on iTunes. We there.
We Stitcher. On Stitcher.
We there. Podomatic.
We there.
Pure Thuggery. Tell your mama's mama.
Tell your mama. Tell your daddy I said holla. Tell your daddy too.
All of them. At Pure Thugs on Twitter. Write a review. We don't know how to check the reviews, but if you write one, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, just also DM us on Twitter at Pure Thugs so we know to look for it. I won't know unless you tell me.
Yeah, no finding out something if it's gonna be empty. Hey, leave a comment, rate it, subscribe, all of that jazz. But the moment that we've all been waiting for. You ready?
My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, sway me. Sway. It's the
Memphis Detroit.
Bitch,
don't.
You already know.
You already know.
Ooh, it's the Vagina Stock Update, and the first thing is Nicki Minaj blessing us.
Blessing
the world.
Christened three white boys last night. Three white boys. They said they knew what a Nicki Minaj was, but they didn't know. They didn't know. And we watched her video on a 50-inch high def Vivo.
Talk to him.
They had to watch her three times.
Talk.
And then they looked at me and they're like, Nicole, what are we missing in the black community? I was like, you also gotta watch Ciara Ride. But let's let Nicki Minaj get into your system. And know what they said? I'm gonna have to check out her catalog. I was like, no, only check out her visual catalog. Yeah. Google that.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the dudes signed up for Instagram. He only followed one person. Nicki Minaj. He didn't even know what an Instagram was. He's like, what's an Instagram? I was like, Nicki Minaj on there. He only followed one person. He don't follow me. He followed Nicki.
The Nicki.
Like, you know, I'm going to let her have it. She's the
Nicki. Not a Nicki.
The Nicki. This Nicki right here, I'm a Nicki.
You're a Nicki.
She's the Nicki.
The Nicki.
Tell him, Nicki.
That video was just pure love. You gotta watch it on the big screen. You have to. You can't watch that just in the regular YouTube window. You gotta blow it up. It's so love. I mean, there's so many glorious parts about it. We already know. Nicki Minaj just going to first ballot Hall of Famer. All the best moments of the year. What more can you say? It was just glorious. And you know what? Those Jordans are going to sell. If there's any more of those Jordans, they're going to sell out.
I want a pair of Jordans. I don't even wear Jordans. I don't have a pair. I want one now.
Yeah, you exactly. Exactly. I want one and they girl choose. Only thing I saw, like I searched for them earlier, and the only thing I could find was like toddler size.
I ain't got a baby, but I'll buy for the baby I might have in the future.
Yeah, you could just buy them and put them on your rearview mirror like dice.
Nigga, that's some nigga shit to do, but I'll do it.
It's some little preschool shoes. So that's the first piece of Vagina Stock Update. Obviously, Nicki's vagina stock is not even on the chart anymore. It's off the chart. It's unchartable at this point. If she ever drops a sex tape, my head might explode.
If she ever drops a sex tape.
Among other things.
If she drops a sex tape, we're going to play it on loop on our show.
Yes. Yes.
Her song, if I could, I put on loop of this whole episode. But, you know, I know not everybody would listen to that over and over because there's no visual to it.
And hey, you can put it on very lightly in the background if you please.
Oh. Do you have to ask?
Hey.
Let me see. You know what? Keep talking. We'll figure out how to do that.
All right. So let's go on. Go on ahead with the rest of the Vagina Stock Update. Oh, that's way too loud.
Yeah, we're not that level yet, guys. We will get there one day.
We can do that later on. Because we could just lay that bed underneath. So,
you know, literally lay it. Oh, sorry. That was the Puerto Rican texting. Don't mind that noise.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a awesomely timed drop. You know, you're the drop woman.
No, that was just the Puerto Rican dropping a text message. I said, okay. Because he knows I'm busy.
Very important stuff.
I'm busy. His response was, okay.
Okay. All right. So, next up on the Vagina Stock Update. The Jennifer Love, Jennifer. Oh, there you go. You got it. Oh wait, you had it. Can really? You know what? You should just be playing that part. My anaconda don't. You should just be playing that part. Like every time I say something about a woman, you should just play that.
We can do that.
Please do.
We will. It's cute. Right.
Here it goes. Jennifer Lopez dropped the mean cover for her new single called Booty. Exactly. And that was a glorious cover. So obviously, J-Lo, Vagina Stock, just continues to rise. She's had a pretty strong year, too. I would say, obviously, Nikki is the hoe of the year.
I mean, the
platinum Vagina Stock. I mean, this just don't get no better. Then I would go Rihanna. You know, she had two very strong moments with the naked photo shoot and the naked on the red carpet thing. So that was two very strong moments. So I would go with her in a distant second place. And I mean, who else are you going to go with besides J-Lo? J-Lo has been consistently dropping that good hoe shit all year long. So
that's all she got. Well, don't forget, she did do that twerk thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she lost a little bit of points for that, but then again, she gained a little bit of points for trying. I mean, she is an old-ass woman, so.
Old Puerto Rican woman at that.
Yeah, you know. All right, so anyway.
That's
next up on the Vagina Stock, Iggy Azalea dropped a new video with Rita Ora. Rita Ora, making her first appearance. She never made no appearance on the Hot Pie podcast. She didn't make an appearance on this podcast. This is the first Rita Ora Vagina Stock Update. So this is a little bit of history. If you guys haven't been listening, this is history right now. This is the first time you've heard this show. You're hearing history right now.
History.
Rita Ora Vagina Stock Up.
How? Up. It's up.
Good video. I mean, stupid video. Exactly. Exactly.
I only do like 15 things at once. Like, oh yeah, you're supposed to be queuing that up.
you can go ahead and queue it up again. Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, Aubrey.
Who knew? Come on. Give it to me. Come on now. Aubrey O'Day. Why did no one ever tell me Aubrey O'Day had one of the illest Instagrams out?
I thought you've been following her. She's been holding it up. I thought you knew.
I had no idea until last Saturday. And I found out she's been hoeing it up for a while. Because I went through, of course, I had to go through all her pictures. I mean, that was just, you know, like obvious. Like, what else do? You go through all her pictures. Yeah. So Aubrey O'Day Vagina Stock, incredibly high up. You know what? If there was a fourth place in the Vagina Stock of the Year, it might be Aubrey O'Day. She's had a quietly strong year.
Yeah.
Aubrey O'Day is like the Tim Duncan of the Vagina Stock. Like, she just
came out of nowhere.
Chugs along, holds it up. You know, first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, no question about it.
But she's like, she's original hoe. She's been hoeing since been hoeing since been hoeing.
Exactly. That's why she's the Tim Duncan. She's been in this whole game for a whole lot of time.
About 10 years, at least.
Yeah. She's been in the whole game for a whole lot of time. That's what I said.
A whole lot of time.
For a whole lot of time. And she's, you know, broke a lot of grounds. Where my money-making brothers at?
Yep. See, I was on that back in the club 10 years ago.
Who remember that?
I still say it in the club. Every time I walk up in about, where are my money making brothers at? Like, she was looking for shit. I ain't never slept on that. ain't never slept on that. I've been saying that since way back when, way, when, when.
Yo, shout out to Making of the Band.
Yes. If you don't know what you had to watch Making the Band when she walked up and they're like, where my money making brothers at?
Where my money making brothers at?
Everyone looked at her like she was talking crazy. They was like, yeah,
it was so odd. It was the oddest thing ever.
It was, because she said it out of nowhere. And
yeah, like, that was unnecessary. And on call for. But anyway, she's the Tim Duncan of the whole of the vagina stock, and we appreciate her services. She just chugs along. Go look at her. If you've never seen her Instagram, go look at her Instagram. Go look. Look for yourself. Hit the follow button. Aubrey O'Day. Bringing that heat. Vagina stock way up. She got them talking about her having butt shots. And she's always been fine. She may have, you know, but if she has, she got them great because they're in perfect proportion to her body. She's just like a super fine white girl now. I mean, she was already a super fine white girl, but now she really looks like a super fine white girl. So before I spend 20 more minutes on Aubrey O'Day, let's move on to some news / vagina stock update. We have two breakups to report.
What?
Two breakups. I don't know how this happened, but Ciara and Future are somehow not together anymore.
You lie.
Who saw that not going on forever?
I kind of figured they were going to break up.
You figured that? You figured she didn't have a future with Future?
Yeah.
That's the name of her baby Future.
Well, he got 5 kids. I'm just saying.
So you saying the dude who got 4 baby mamas, four babies by 4 baby mamas, you saying he not the one to settle down with?
No.
So he not the settle down type?
Nah.
You know what? A lot of people would say in a lot of situations like this, I feel sorry for Ciara. But you know what? I don't feel sorry for Ciara at all.
Why?
I feel like everybody always talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce being like some sort of arrangement. I definitely feel like this was an arrangement. Ciara's always with whoever's hot. Like, Ciara done been effing for tracks for a minute now.
She been like, what?
Effing for tracks.
Good day, sir.
She was smashing Bow Wow.
Okay.
She smashing 50.
Wait, hold up. No, she didn't.
You remember Baby Have a Baby by Me, Baby, Being a Millionaire? She was 50 Cent was in her video. He was holding her up on his album cover. He smashed that. He talked about smashing that.
Oh, yeah. I blocked that out of my memory. You right.
50 beat that down. Future. 50, Ciara was pretty much dead to the world. Like, what was Ciara doing in the last few years before she got with Future?
Well, the last thing I think she could make that she made that people actually cared about was that Ride video.
When was that? That was even before 50 Cent.
Yeah, that was like circa 8009.
Not that was before that. Because 09 is like Baby by Me.
You right. Yeah, it's been about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 15 years.
Ciara's been in the whole game for a minute herself. She came out like 03. Ciara's been around for a while.
Because she came out around when I graduated from high school because my goodies.
Yeah,
my goodies.
I was in high school when that song was out.
Yeah, you're right. Because I remember I was we danced that song for the dance team. We was dancing to My Goodies.
So y'all dancing to Good. That song used to go hard. That was back when you actually had to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Because the MP3s existed, but, not prevalent.
Yeah, not
you had,
like...
You had that Asian kid selling CDs and stuff in school, but, if you didn't want to buy his CDs and mixes.
Yeah, because you're right, because that's all I had. Since
Daryl's wife started using game playing.
Sorry, things just play something. Don't worry about it, nothing.
Okay.
Okay. You're right, because P.D. Pablo was in it. Where P.D. Pablo at?
Last time I heard from P.D. Pablo, he had got arrested for having a gun in the airport. I guess he was in his bag, he forgot or something, and he tried to go to the airport, and he had got arrested. I don't know whatever happened to that. P.D. Pablo's first album was really good. I guess it's kind of a joke now, but that album was really good.
I can't remember. I have to go back and go through my P.D. Pablo Rolodex. Not my goodies.
I got a sick reputation for handling balls. All I need is me a few seconds and more, and it's a wrap. Tell the lady bring my
money. That's right, because she came out because she was, yeah, because she had, did she get some work done, too? And you can ask or maybe she didn't do it. I'm going to download this on my iPod. Because, yeah, she was doing, she was twerking and bring popping with no hands before everybody was. That's why she's a big deal.
Happy belated birthday to
Pablo. What was his birthday?
41. July 22nd, about a month ago. So, happy belated birthday to Petey. There it is, Diary of a Sinner, first entry. Yeah, this album was hard. For the Fool for Love, Test of My Faith, Truth About Me, Tell Them the Truth About Me. Woo. Diary of a Sinner, My Testimony. Yeah, that album, especially that end part of the album, hard body. Hard body. It was like soulful, but he was rapping, but it was kind of poetic. It was just dope. I don't know. It was really dope.
Yeah, you know, I totally forgot about Petey Pablo, because yeah, you know, and I'm looking at the video to Sierra's music video, because I remember when she first came out, she was like bomb as fuck, because she can dance and she was doing stuff that nobody was doing. She did that. She was doing shit that, you know, because you know her dance style is like unique to her. And plus, she's Southern, and her weave, ooh, that weave was rough. That's how you know she came in her way. I'm looking at it. That's a cool head. That weave, like, that's how you know people come up. Always when they first came out. Look at their weave they have when they first came out.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Weaves, you know, that's how you know people got money. This beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh.
Weave was always on point. Oddly always on point.
So, yeah, I'm looking, if anyone wants to, go watch that Goodies video on mute. It's actually, now I think about it, all of Sierra's music videos, you can always watch on mute.
Yeah.
Because the way she dances.
Okay, so, before we veer back onto the Vagina Stock Update and Future and Sierra and all that good stuff, okay. How they broke up and their baby, like, a month, and they already broke up, I want to take a brief moment to speak about, you know, something that used to be near and dear to my heart, and that was the celebrity sex draft. And, you know, it's a combination of sex appeal and freakiness and looks, athleticism. Sierra, she was a high draft pick. She's pretty, right? Athletic, can move.
Yep.
She didn't have the body, though. That's her only. That was her one weakness. She didn't have the body. She had a little bit of body.
Her she tall and skinny though.
Yeah, but that, no. Who likes tall and skinny? Guys don't want that. Guys want Nicki Minaj, not tall and skinny.
Well, she had that baby. Maybe it'll like thick up a bit.
Yeah, we want what's her name? Vergara, Sofia Vergara.
Mm-hmm.
We want Beyonce. We don't have any real use for the Sierras of the world, but still a high draft pick. Nicki Minaj. See, if Nicki Minaj was around when I first introduced the idea of the celebrity sex draft, obviously she would have number one pick. No, not even a question. The perfect combination of looks, body, sex appeal, freakiness, everything. She's the total package. She is the Jadavian Clowney. The Andrew Wiggins of celebrities sex and drafts. Rihanna, pretty, a little bit of body, freak, even more so than even most the other ones. But anyway, we could go on with that all day. Back to Future and Sierra, a failing in their relationship, and now she's stuck with the baby named Future.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. She said that Future a bad influence on their kid. Was he a bad influence before or after he nut up in that pussy and you didn't abort that baby? That's what I'm
saying. You didn't.
Oh, he cheated on her.
What?
While she was pregnant.
The guy with four babies by four women. He wasn't faithful.
No, you. I don't know. That's surprising.
He couldn't keep it in his pants.
Oh my gosh! I can't. I don't. I'm surprised.
You mean the rapper who is doing well for himself, finally making some money? He can't keep it in his pants.
I'm surprised. I don't believe
it. I'm shocked in the face.
I call bullshit on this. Why would he? He was a good father. She know him all of, you know. Look, he was a good dad. You know, his name was Future.
Yeah, his name is Future. He named his son Future. He changed his last name to Cash.
See, that's
his first name is Navadius. I know a lot of good men named Navadius,
and they have good jobs supporting their family.
Exactly. It's like you're almost born to be a good man when your name is Navadius. Navadius Cash. And your baby named Future. And you got four babies with four baby mamas. You're a good man.
Well, Sierra feels like the most dumbest woman in the world for falling for him. And well, she should feel like the dumbest woman in the fucking world. The fuck you thought?
Yeah, the guy who sung Trophies, why would you fall for that guy?
Bitch.
I don't.
Sierra.
I don't.
Hold on. Pause the show. Sierra, let me have a talk to you woman to woman.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet a man named Future, and in his past, he got all them kids.
All of them.
All of them kids. And you
not
really...
Not one. Not two. He's the LeBron of children. Not one. Not two. Not three, not four.
I don't even know how many kids motherfucker got, but all I know is this year, he got all them kids. And I heard that he never paid child support. So why are you going to be with a man, A, who don't pay child support or in child support litigation with other women's?
Mm.
Nut up in you raw. Don't always raw dog it. Raw dogging ain't always good, my friend.
Mm.
You need to be, you should feel like the dumbest woman in the world. You should be mad at yourself that you let this raggedy, weird looking nigga sweat and heave all over your body, raw dogging it. Girl, you need to be checked for some diseases. That's what's in your future.
Yeah.
Now you
clinic
just,
visit.
And now you just baby mama number six.
Hmm. Or seven or eight.
We don't even know. On one of his kids, he pays $1,662 a month in child support. I'm looking at it right here. He had a baby born sometime in 2002, 2012, 2013. Bitch, that's a whole lot of kids.
That's a lot of babies.
That's a whole lot of babies by that man. His name is Navidius. Navidius Demond Wilburn. That is his
original. Cash. He changed his name to Cash.
I don't give a fuck. That's the, look at it. Just because his name is Future does not mean you need to look at his future. You need to look at the nigga past. So that's all I'm gonna say on that. More power to you, Sierra. But now you didn't learn, and he ain't gonna pay no child support. So hopefully you need to get an album together. You need to get your body right and go on tour and make some money, get some acting lessons, and drop some movies. Or you need to join Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Girl, make your money somehow. Figure it out.
You know what? Oh, go keep going.
No, I'm done. I'm done with her because that's all she need to know. Next.
All right. Next couple. Hopefully, I can. Don't let me forget the Love and Hip Hop thing because you know there's a Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Oh yes.
Okay. All right. So the next breakup was Tyga and stripper Blac Chyna.
No, I did not hear about this because I don't give a fuck about them, but I'm not surprised about that either.
Yeah. Sierra's vagina start? I would say down. When you let a dirty nigga named Navadius
open your pussy.
You know, your vagina start can't help but be down.
Let me see why they broke up, though. Why a Tyga and Blac Chyna. I know who Blac Chyna is. I know who Tyga is. Blac Chyna need to be called Black Alien. Her forehead too steep for me.
She's a weird looking. She got that weird fake butt. Like, her butt is... She got the pads. She shouldn't have made that.
Oh, hold on. Let me read this. I'm going to read this to you. This is from TMZ. And we all know TMZ is always up on their shit.
Always on point.
Listen, it says, call off never the wedding. Call off the wedding. Tyga and his baby mama, Black China, have split. Sources close to the former pair tell TMZ, Tyga's the one who called it quits. It's unclear why he threw in the towel. She must have fucked another nigga. That's my commentary. It's insane there. We're told Black China isn't acknowledging the breakup. She's in denial.
Aww.
And some of her stuff is still at the house. We're told Tyga hosted two pool parties at their home the last few weeks, including one for Kylie Jenner's birthday, but she wasn't invited to either of them.
Oh.
Well, Tyga's a weird looking nigga too.
Not in comparison to her. She looks very funny. He just looks like a regular guy. Like, he like someone you would have went to high school with.
Yeah, something. You're right. But she
like tried to be cool and get a lot of tattoos like afterwards.
Yeah, like the nigga I went to high school with who be at my high school. And you're like, hey, Nicole, you remember me? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I didn't like you then.
There's a lot
but
of
she
this.
Looks like really weird. Like, she looks legitimately weird. Like, if she didn't have that terrible wig on.
Which
and
one?
She didn't have all the body modifications.
She got
poorly done body modifications.
She has a lot of terrible wigs. That's why I'm confused. Which wig are you referring to?
Well, at the bottom of the TMZ store, there's three pictures of her. You can really like, see the weirdness of her face.
Yeah.
She looks really weird.
She's like an alien.
Like a little Goomba. Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Like a little Goomba. I mean, she's not full Fantasia Goomba, but she's a little Goomba.
Wait, you're talking about Fantasia. She can't read.
Yeah, but she can see. And she can see that, you know, she can look in the mirror and see that she's like a goof.
You should try to kill herself over a man that she met at the T-Mobile store.
Oh, Fantasia?
Yes, a couple years ago. She's in love with a married man.
Oh, yeah, there was this whole thing about her and a married man.
Yeah, he worked at Verizon or something. Sorry.
These hoes couldn't be more lost out here.
It's not these hoes ain't loyal. These hoes are lost.
Yeah, these hoes are lost. How can they be loyal when they can't even find their own way? How's way? As the great philosopher Kanye West once said, Kanye of the West once said,
House way?
House way?
Oh my god, I gotta go back and listen to that interview, because that interview was golden with him and Sway.
Yeah, that was legendary.
We might have to play that for the intro one day, just let that shit ride through and start the show afterwards, because
that should be a drop. Houseway, that's a drop you need to have.
Yeah, we gonna get that one. We gonna work on that one. I'll put it in the notes. Get the Houseway, because a lot of because Houseway is really like makes a lot of sense in a lot of situations.
You ain't got the answers. We ain't got the answers.
No, my gosh.
All right, so I guess we're going to talk about the Love & Hip Hop thing.
Hold on.
ShoeSaw.com is the place to shop. Bottom line.
Okay, something started playing. Yeah, sorry. So, thank you, TMZ.
Black China's vagina stock was already in the trash, so I mean, it's just. I mean, there was one point where it was good before we knew her booty was just completely fake, but now, you know, it's all over. Yeah, vagina stock way down. All right, enough of the vagina stock updates. Love and Hip Hop, Hollywood.
You know that me and Ray J follow each other on Twitter, right?
What? I'm envious of you. Ray J is a comedic legend.
I know. We follow.
Ray J is the funniest, not funny nigga in the world.
We follow each other. I know niggas who rape niggas.
That's right. I'ma have my niggas who like niggas.
But at the same time, be who you want to be, love who you want to love.
That's right. I'ma have my niggas who like niggas. Rape them in the booty.
Hey, VH1, okay. It's Taraji P. Henson, here to tell you about my new thriller, No Good Deed. It'll have you questioning things.
But she, I just want to see what she's talking about now.
Check it out in theaters.
I don't
want to
see what she's talking about. What is she talking about?
Oh, she's some movie, I don't know. Oh, I'm looking at the intro for Love & Hip Hop.
I'm trying to just ask you how you feel. How I feel right now.
We have to sync our thing up. I'm going to have to send this to you real quick. Look at that.
Yeah, send it to me. There's the cast right there.
You gotta see their first look Love and Hip Hop Hollywood video. It's only 15 seconds long, and 8 seconds in, it got me. I'm watching this. Like, I already knew I was gonna watch it, but now it's a real watching.
I might be back in on Love and Hip Hop because first off, anything Ray J does, I'm watching. I don't care what it is because he's just that much of a comedic legend.
Yeah,
like comedy just follows him.
Like me, yeah. Plus, like we follow each other on Twitter. I should DM him right quick.
You should.
I don't know what I would DM him though.
Pictures of yourself without clothes. Duh.
Oh, you're right. Nudes to Ray J. Nudes to Ray J.
Yes. What else do you send to Ray J?
Oh yeah, because
you
like,
said nudes.
You know, I'm just okay. You think Peter would get mad about that though?
I mean, it's Ray J.
He don't even know what that means.
Exactly. Because at the same time, it's Ray J.
Okay, you're right. Oh, yeah. Update. Me and the Puerto Rican are back together and are moving to Florida. Okay, next. Let's go. All right.
I just saw the 15-second thing while you were saying that. I saw it.
Okay. Let me... Okay, let's play this so everybody can hear what's going on. Let's see... But who
I'm trying to just ask you how you feel. How I feel right now? I do not like you. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. New series premieres Monday, September 15th at 8.
That's 4 days after my birthday. I think the Lord put that for me for my birthday.
Wow.
So, wait, who's on it? Okay, our cast. The series will have a follow-up, brand new cast of celebrities and musicians, including Ray J., a recording artist who has been romantically linked to several well-known names in the recent years. They didn't name them, though.
Whitney Houston and Kim Kardashian, and then that's it.
Yeah. Oh, he currently seems inseparable from his best friend and executive assistant, Morgan Hardman. That's a chick, right?
I have no idea.
Okay, we'll have to watch the show. Soulja Boy... Really?
Now that almost made me not want to watch. That's kind of, you know.
He had a daughter with Nia Riley, who's I didn't know Nia. Her daddy Teddy Riley.
Oh man!
What?
No wonder he went broke.
And R&B world.
He let that Soulja Boy loserness just permeate his family.
Yeah, I didn't know Nia Riley. I didn't know Teddy Riley was R&B royalty. Whatever.
Wait, you didn't know Teddy Riley was R&B royalty?
Hold on. Let me look at his picture because I'm thinking of someone else.
Don't do that.
I think I'm thinking of. Oh, okay. I was thinking of someone else. Oh, okay. I know who Teddy Riley is.
I was about to say, don't do that. Blackstreet, Guy, Rex and Effects. Don't do that.
I like. Yeah. Let's chill. That's the only bitches is pregnant right now. If you was born in 1990, it was because of Les Shelby Black.
Come on now. wow, Teddy Riley's 46 years old. Petey Pablo is 41. How crazy is that? Teddy Riley been around since like 80s.
since I was a baby.
Exactly. Teddy Riley's been around forever. Teddy Riley invented a friggin' genre. I mean, of course, it doesn't exist anymore, but they did.
With the New Jack...
New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
He was the New Jack Swinger.
He was. And, wait, he broke?
I remember hearing something about him being broke a few years ago.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, we'll look into that. I'll try to look up Let's Chill right quick, because I haven't heard that one in a minute. Let's Chill.
Okay. I Googled Teddy Riley broke. Let's see what comes up. Whoa, Teddy Riley sues her own daughter.
Wait, is it Nia?
I'm going to find out.
If it's Nia.
Let's see. Remember the daughter who Teddy Riley reportedly delivered a beatdown to back in 2009? Well, she now seems to be suffering the wrath of her father again. That's because Teddy Riley is suing his second-born child, Taja Riley, for copyright infringement, citing the 21-year-old claimed a songwriting credit and partial ownership of a song that she allegedly had nothing to do with. So, no, this is a different hoe. or a child.
I'm not trying to be an asshole, but that you broke if you start suing your kids.
Yeah, when you're suing your own kids, like, man. Let's chill, let's chill. No pun intended. Let's see what this has to say. In 2002, protection. In 2004, the IRS filed a $1 million lien against Teddy Riley for unpaid income taxes. In 2005, Teddy Riley borrowed $700,000 against the studio from Linda Equitable Relocation Services, Inc. Teddy Riley defaulted on that loan, and the lender won a $700,000 judgment against him in 2006. In 2006, Teddy Riley was forced to sell his house in the Church Point/Virginia Beach area for $1.5 million to pay off federal and city taxes, as well as the home's mortgage. In 2007, goodness gracious, the IRS filed a second tax lien against Teddy Riley for $196,747. Last month, and this is in 2008, the state filed a $93,684 income tax lien against Teddy Riley. So. And this is in 2008, so who knows what kind of struggle he's lived since then, in the past 6 years. I didn't know, Teddy. I didn't know.
Well, he wrote Lady Gaga's song Teeth.
Oh, well, that's something. Hopefully he can get some guap.
Yeah, because she don't look broke.
Showing up don't.
You know, say people be talking shit about Lady Gaga, but that bitch ain't broke. So, her tour still be making all that money, and her album did not sell. They said her album did not do good whatsoever, but her tour still be selling out. So,
that's how you make your money. You don't make your money with albums sell.
Yeah, Sean thinks she was a fuck. She's like, come on. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I've been to a couple Lady Gaga concerts. She puts in work. So, fuck, like, you know, wear your meat dress, white girl. Wear your meat dress. Okay, so Soulja Boy's on there with Nia Riley. And then we got Omarion.
I care.
Huh?
I said, I continue to not care.
Yeah. And then we have Omarion and Lil Fizz. why does it say Omarion is now pursuing a solo career? Nigga, has he been doing that for 15 years?
Yeah. Icebox. Touch. Dun, 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 dun. Touch. Dun, dun. That used to be that joint. That joint is hard.
I got the song. That joint is hard. No, what's that one? I was wrong song. I was thinking about that. It was Ray J's song. Oh, wait. It was about 10 years ago. We were sitting alone in your mama's living room. I wish. That song means
God. Yeah, I wish. That was Ray J.
That was, sorry. I was like, you know. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mario was touching Icebox.
Next. Oh, yeah. And Little Fizz. Heart used to be. Got that icebox where my heart used to be. So cold. So cold. Anyways, Omarion, he's dating April Jones, and they're currently expecting their first child. She must be short.
She had the baby by now, because I remember seeing like a picture of him holding his little baby. So
yeah, because Omarion is like 5'2". I met him before at the club, him and Little Fizz. Anyways, Little Fizz is on the show. He's thinking about settling down with his present. He shares custody with an ex-girlfriend. He's thinking about settling down with his present love, Amanda Secor. First of all, Amanda Secor.
Amanda. Oh, okay.
You know, I ain't trying to put nothing out there, but you know, Little Fizz and Amarion was both touched.
Yeah, touched.
That's all we gotta say. Amarion Little Fizz was touched.
If Chris Stokes was on the show, I would never miss a week.
Where is Chris Stokes?
What? That is a great question.
Where is Chris Stokes?
Where is Chris Stokes? Can someone find out where Chris Stokes is?
I'm gonna put that on my Facebook. But only black folks will answer, because it's like how
everybody needs to be on the lookout for Chris Stokes. We need to find him. Where he at?
Lopez Rasby. They was touched. And the black community, touch means either you're retarded or you was touched on your genitals.
Trudy's exiting the building again.
Who is?
Trudy.
Is she going home or is she just leaving the room?
That Trudy's exiting the building.
Bye, Trudy.
Nikki says bye.
In October or November, we're going to set up a double date. We're all going to go out together.
Okay. Well, this is not on a football Sunday.
Well, duh. Peter loves football.
Okay. All right. Well, just letting you know. Coming up.
Yeah.
I will be unreachable on Sundays.
I know. So, Omarion a little fizz. Young Berg.
Still alive. Still alive.
Let me Google him. I don't remember.
Young Love is sexy, can I? Sexy, can I? Yeah, that's on Ray J. Sexy, can I? Da, 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 da.
Oh. Okay.
You the one who always kept getting his chain stolen and getting robbed and beat up? Circa 2008 celebrity.
Yeah. That's right. Because you're right. Because Ray J hangs out with Omarion and all of them.
Yeah.
They're all like BFFs. Like, they all, yeah, but
struggle
yeah.
team.
And we got Tierra Marie, ex-girlfriend of Ray J, popular for her hit song Make Her Feel Good.
Nothing.
I can't remember that song.
Okay. You need to hear me. So go ahead and say that again.
I don't remember her song.
No. The whole her little spiel.
Oh, Tierra Marie, she's a former girlfriend of Ray J, and she's known for her song Make
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay, what?
She's not known for anything. But I love her.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Introducing.
Oh, she's a Rockefeller, though.
Yeah.
Oh, now I remember her.
Make it feel good. Yeah, she was on like the original Love and Hip Hop, like for a few episodes. She was looking gorgeous then too.
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay, then who's Hazel E, former celebrity publicist?
I have no idea.
Currently pursuing her own music career as a rapper. Google
what?
This. Really? They just thought, how come I'm not on here?
Really, like, we could just say that you used to DJ and you pursuing a rap career.
Ooh, this, ooh, Hazel E look rough.
Oh.
Let me send you the, ooh, Lord.
Send me the linkage.
Ooh, ooh, Lord. She should get a publicist. Lord, I just did the Google search for her, and you know, you look at the images.
Let's see what this will be looking like. Oh, my. She ain't even small picture cute.
She,
you know how, like, some people, when they got, you only see a little bit of the picture, they look cute? Not her. Not her. That doesn't apply. She look bad.
Oh, she got a youth. Ooh, that's okay. Let me. Did she got a song? Oh, wait. She hangs out with Megan Good. I see that. Her,
oh, well, that's positive.
Megan Good.
Maybe she's the reason why Megan Good don't look as good anymore.
Okay, Hazel E and Tierra Marie rapping to 2 Chainz. Okay, let's look at this.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Okay, they're gonna start. Okay, let's fast forward. Is this gonna get better?
Hey, somebody while you were doing that, I was looking at Nicki Minaj's Instagram. On one of her pictures, some guys put Nicki's booty call number. She sends pics and has fun, ladies and gents. This is real and certified. 314-681-7237.
Wait, well, let me put that number in the show notes. What's the number?
314-681-681.
7237. And this is the Nicki Minaj booty call line?
This is the Nicki Minaj booty call number. So write that down because we know
we can call it right now. See what's popping. Let's call this.
Oh, do it. Let's do it now.
We're going to do it now because I don't want my listeners wasting their time.
Yeah.
Can you hear me dialing it?
I hear it. Now, call calling into the Nicki Minaj booty call line. Live. Never been done before. The Pure Thuggery Podcast.
She gonna pick up?
It's ringing. Hopefully Nicki's on the other line.
Wait, hold on.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
The Nicki Minaj booty call line?
Oh my god, it's Ash Greer.
What?
It's Ash Greer.
Are you Nicki Minaj? Is this the booty call line?
Yeah, it is. This is Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki, well, great. We just want to tell you we really liked your Anaconda video and you promote, and could you twerk for us on the phone? Like, look, can we hear your ass clap?
Yeah, I'm twerking right now for you.
This is a white chick, y'all.
Yeah, you don't sound anything like Nicki Minaj. Say something in Patois.
Oh, she hung up on me.
The Nicki Minaj booty call phone line hung up. Well, that was fun.
I'm going to save that.
That was interesting.
Okay, it was a white girl.
Hey!
What was she saying? This is such and such. She had what I call a white girl cadence.
Yeah, she did. She had very good, that sing-songy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I put in the show notes if y'all want to call this white bitch up.
You one better. I'm going to... Is she calling you back?
No. Let me save her number.
I'm going to tweet it out right now. I took a screenshot.
Wait a minute. This number is in Kirkwood, Missouri.
Oh, snap. White people got to be doing something while these niggas out there rioting. You have to do something.
We're going to put this. I'm going to put this on the show Twitter. The screenshot.
I'm about to post that screenshot. Just give me 1 second and look at the timeline.
I'm just mad that this bitch is a liar.
I know, right?
I'm surprised someone picked up. I was more confused about that.
I know, right? I was expecting a dude.
I know.
I know this is a very compelling pod, but I'm typing a tweet.
Well, I tweeted out the screenshot of the number I called and how. Okay. I said we called and it failed. And, you know, and it shows how I got, like, missed calls and voicemails. Y'all know I don't pick up shit. well, that was really sad. You know, I was really disappointed. And then,
yeah, I know, right? There it is. Boom. I just sent out that tweet.
Yeah, like, bitch. That's all I can say is that, bitch. Okay, oh yeah. The other person on the show, we have three more people. Yessi Ortiz, voice of LA, DJ, music director of hip-hop station Power 106. Mm-hmm. I know who that is. Sincere.
Who was it now?
Yessi Ortiz. And then we have Sincere, a premier club promoter in Los Angeles area. And then, And then we got another Nicki Medeiros.
I feel like niggas named Sincere need to find other names. Like, there's too many Sincere's.
I agree.
We got it.
I hope your parents didn't name you that, okay? And then we have Nicki Medeiros, a born and bred L.A. girl. Nicki is heir to her family's real estate fortune.
Oh, yeah, I know that girl because she had one of the legendary... Instagram pictures.
Really?
Yes, Lord, yes. I'm gonna find that. I think her Twitter's like Miss Nicki Baby, some jump like that. I'm gonna find that right now. What was her name? Nicki who? Nicki. Oh wait, I got the
Medeiros.
Damn it.
I don't know. Is she black?
I don't know what she is. I know that she done paid for some nice body. Nicki. Oh, spell that last name again.
Medeiros. Yeah, her Twitter name is Miss Nicki. N I K K I I baby.
That, oh damn! I'm a real creeper because I knew that off top.
Yeah, she's a full-time USC student, supposedly, a lover and a friend. So she a hoe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hoes always, I'm a lover and a friend.
Yeah, I'm in school right now.
Hoes always in school.
All right, here's the picture. Legendary Instagram picture. I've seen this picture on Twitter more than 15 times.
Oh, yeah. I seen this.
Yeah.
So she's a student? Student. Bitches be lying.
Student of the whole game.
You know? She a student. She a student. She about to be, about to be the professor.
Student of the whole game. Whole arts. Let's see.
Yeah, that's all of that's everybody in the cast. So, I'll be tuning in for that. Maybe we can get weekly updates on it, because I sure as hell be watching that shit.
I'm going to attempt to watch it. I can't make any promises, but I will make an honest effort to watch the show.
Yeah, I will try to watch. Yeah, you're right. I can't make... Sometimes, like, it's like how I watch Living Hip Hop New York or whatever the fuck, Atlanta. Ooh, sorry for the yawn, but I can't always guarantee that I watch it 100 way completely and through. Like, it'll be like maybe 6 episodes into the season. I'm like, fuck it. And then,
yeah, I watched the first episode of Atlanta and I was just like, I'm not gonna watch this. I can't. I just can't watch this. I knew I couldn't watch it after watching one episode, and I was proven to be right. I'd say history, you know, is very kind to that decision.
Yeah, I can't make any promises, you guys, but we'll try our best to at least watch it. Oh, Bambi cries out for Mama D's apology. Tori Hart. Oh, I know a lot of people were watching that show with Kevin Hart's ex-wife or his new girlfriend. I don't know what show it is, but I know a lot of people were talking about that this week. You know what I say? Who gives a fuck? I don't know these bitches.
Yeah, the reason why people were talking about it is because Kevin Hart proposed to his now girlfriend on the same day that it aired. And people took that as some kind of a slight towards her. But in actuality, as it came out, it was the girl's birthday. So he proposed to her on her birthday. And I, you know, there's never any, like, apologies or anything. It's just like, oh, moving
who
on.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay.
Who cares?
He with that one chick and his ex-wife on the show. She's still getting money.
Whether she likes it or not, still getting money.
Why is she? It says, what was your immediate reaction to your ex-husband's engagement? I wasn't shocked at all. The thing about me, I come from a long line of strong women. I'm a spiritual woman. I'm into. Oh, she was pissed off because she talked about God and Jesus.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
Oh, wait, why would Kevin give her? It says, did Kevin give you a heads up before he proposed? No.
Why? Yeah, why would you do
that? She said, no.
I didn't call my ex-wife and ask for her approval.
He said, no, he wouldn't do that. No, I didn't get the heads up. Why would you call your ex bitch? Tell her what you about to do with the new bitch.
Yeah, hey, you know I'm about to propose it, you know, so.
And this new pussy? You know. Hey, it's like calling, hey, old pussy, I'm about to propose the new pussy. No. Bye.
Yeah, why would anyone ever do that?
Ugh, anyways.
Anything else to talk about before we get into depressing news?
Nope.
No, wait. Ice bucket challenge.
Oh, God.
You had something to say about the ice bucket challenge.
You have something to say? I have nothing to say on that. That's fucking...
Oh, I thought you said something about you can't do it for some reason.
Oh, I can't do it because, A, that's unhealthy. You're not supposed to be putting... Your body temperature is a 98.7 degrees, and you're going to put really cold-ass water over your hot-ass head. If you're not in perfect health condition, you will go into fucking shock. And you know what? And how does putting ice...
Or you could go into shock if someone drops the bucket on your head, which I've seen a lot in a lot of videos. Just drop the whole bucket on. Have you seen any of these, like, fail videos?
No.
They're incredible.
And seriously, I want to know, how does ALS... What does that have to do with ice on my head? And you know what? Well, call me a...
Here's the one thing. Okay, I'll let you finish your thing and I'll go.
Call me a bitch, but... I won't be I won't be doing it. Want to know why? Because I ain't got no money to donate. And I don't know anyone with ALS. I'm black. I will probably do it for some high blood pressure or for the beatus. Okay? I don't know. To me, that's a white man's disease. I don't know what no ALS is. But in days like, Nicole, put a buck on your head because people is dying of the beatus and high blood pressure. I do it real quick.
Yeah, that's what we know.
That's what I know. So call me a bitch, but I looked it up. It's Lou Gehrig's disease still, and no one even knows why they call it Lou Gehrig. Wonder why they call it Lou Gehrig's disease? Because back in
the baseball player, I guess he was the first person to have it, or
yeah, one of the most first
high profile person to have it.
Yes, and a lot of y'all niggas don't even know that. So
don't even know.
And so, you know what? No, Nicole, we're not putting ice on her head. I will not be liking a post. Don't call me out, because the last person who called me out got mad at me and they blocked me because I ain't doing shit. Nicole, but you should. Why? I said, what about the kids being killed in Chicago? What about them niggas getting killed in Missouri? Why don't you go put some ice on your head for some real shit that affects me? What about the black folks getting pulled over and killed by cops every day? Then, you know, Nicole.
Every day?
Well, yeah, probably. I don't know. Look at the statistics. Statistically, we be dying like at a high rate. What about the niggas who get pulled over by the cops for no fucking reason? What you gonna put some ice on your head for that? So you know what? Let me know about some nigga problems. Nikki will put ice on her head for real nigga shit. What about the kids in Chicago who are dying every day?
Who need ice on their head because there's a bullet wound.
Thank you. So no. So it actually does lead into the next segment. So fuck your ALS. I don't give a fuck about it because it ain't helping. What about the black community? I got bigger things to worry about. Y'all gonna raise all this fucking money for a fucking disease? Why don't y'all raise some money to get cops to stop shooting niggas?
Hey, that sounds good.
But you know what? No, no one's gonna do that. Nikki's a bitch because she don't wanna do your little fucking ice bucket challenge. Fuck your challenge, okay? Help niggas. Niggas first. Fuck ALS and your fucking Lou Gehrig's. Knock on wood, I don't get that shit. Because then I will wear
it. I think it's on your doorstep. You just need to open the door. It's coming.
Fuck Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm all about niggas dying.
Wow.
No, I'm not about them dying.
I'm the one to say the outlandish crazy stuff, but I'm glad I'm not. It's good to just sit back and listen.
I'm trying to help niggas survive. I'm not worried about your fucking ALS and doing all that. No, I'm worried about black folks trying to live the next day. Anyways, fuck Lou Gehrig's. Next.
Poor Lou. What I was going to say was that... damn, what was I going to say?
You
went for so long. CNN, I lost my whole train of thought.
CNN?
No, it was about the ice bucket challenge.
Fuck that ice bucket challenge.
Oh yeah, I sent you those fails. You can check some of those out. They're interesting. Dang. I was going to say something about the ice bucket challenge.
It's irrelevant. No one cares. It's a non-motherfucking factor.
Oh, yeah. I know what I'm going to say. Well, one thing is that, you know, usually people are just acting coonish and stupid on the internet for no reason. So at least they have a reason. That's right side number one. The second thing I was going to say was... I really don't remember. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. I don't like people copping out where they just got, like, a bucket of water and then they put the ice in it and then pour it on their head. Like, that's not ice water. Ice water is water that's been in a freezer or has had ice in it for a while. You can't just dump ice in it. How many times have you dumped ice in a drink and then drunk it and it was cold?
Never.
It doesn't work like that.
You gotta let it ferment, okay?
Exactly. It doesn't work like that. So a lot of people copped out, you know, on that, just pouring ice in right before they started. They didn't really let the water chill. So
bitch,
I feel like a lot of people copped out on that. And also, I was even seeing a lot of people tweeting about there's no water in like Africa, and people got water to pour on their heads. Look, as Lil Duval said. Look, then stop taking showers. If you were so worried about wasting water, don't take showers.
Stop brushing your teeth with the water running. How about that?
Don't brush your teeth.
No, when you brush your teeth, you're supposed to turn the water off. You're not supposed to have it running the whole time. Y'all, when y'all wash your face, turn off the water. Stop wasting water.
Yeah, I learned that on the commercial when I was a kid, but just recently I decided to just say screw that because, you know, like when you're brushing your teeth, it's not like in the commercials where there is nothing in their mouth. You know, the toothpaste is foaming up. It's dripping down out of your mouth. If you have the water on, it just kind of gets it all up. You know, a glob of toothpaste might fall off. You know, when you have the water running, that just takes care of that. If you turn the water off, then you got to turn the water back on and rinse all of that gunk and foolishness out. Yeah. So I'm a proponent of brushing your teeth with the water on. Just started doing it a few months ago, and it makes my teeth brushing go a lot smoother. I haven't had to clean any gunk. And you know what else? You know what? The toothpaste industry has been fooling us for a long time. You don't need all of that toothpaste on your toothbrush when you brush your teeth. Because usually it just falls off. Like, at least half of it just falls off. You need like half of whatever the recommended amount is. Whatever they put on the toothbrush in the commercial, use half of that. That's all you really need. How do you feel about this? Have you not noticed when you brush your teeth, if you put like a whole thing of, like that whole strip across the whole brush, some of it just automatically falls off as soon as it hits your teeth?
Yeah, plus I have a mechanical toothbrush, so it vibrates, so yeah, you don't need all that.
Exactly. Me too. I mean, it's 2014. Yeah. If you still brush your teeth with just a regular toothbrush.
Nigga, you are a slave. Like,
what are you even doing?
You're a savage.
Well, yeah, straight savage. Get you some batteries. Come on, man. Stop playing. All right, so yeah, that's all about the Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, let's go on to depressing news. Crazy niggas in Ferguson, Missouri. Wow. Does nobody have a job? Like, nobody have to report to work? Nobody kids going back to school?
When you upset, work is not one of your top priorities.
Really? Because I would like to have a home to go to after I'm done being upset.
Well, you know, they say a lot of those people who are coming in, they're not from Ferguson. And they're like...
That's what they say. I mean...
I've never been to Ferguson. I've been to Missouri briefly, so I'm not familiar with the exact area. So I'm not sure the type of demographic of people. But what I was told was... Like, well, you know, there's, you know, everything that, I don't know what's truth and what's not truth, because you got people saying one thing, one person saying another thing, and so you really kind of don't, it's just a lot.
Go home. If you're a peaceful protester, go home. If you're a crazy nigga looter, go home. That's my new policy for Ferguson. Go home. Because you know what? You aren't solving anything. You're just out wasting your time.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, these white people still don't care about us. We ain't nothing but niggas.
You know, and you know why? It's because we only care about this foolishness. Like this. You know, 1,000 black people can get killed by 1,000 other black people. And we don't bat an eye.
Look at them niggas being killed in Chicago.
Let one white person kill us. Now is an issue. Don't, you can't make change like that. At my job, they have early voting. I've seen like 3 people vote. You can't make change looting in rioting and protesting. Like, it's not the 60s. It's not the 50s. It's not the 70s. It's 2014. You're not going to make any change like that. Don't happen. You probably won't make any change anyway, so you're generally just wasting your time, but it's all stupid. Like, we know the officer was wrong. We know that. It don't take no rocket scientist to figure out that the officer was 1,000% wrong. But go home. Go home. Because you know what this is turning into?
What?
An epic battle of black people versus niggas.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think this is turning into now.
Epic battle of... It is not... It's no longer black people versus the cops. It is black people versus niggas. And you know what? I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling down. And I just saw Adam Carolla. Just yesterday, he had this black author on named Talib Starks. I believe. Oh, let me go to his thing. Talib Starks. And Talib Starks has a book titled, actually, I tweeted this out before I even knew about the whole Talib Starks thing. Let me see. His book is titled, why can't I get, is this it right here? Okay, The Uncivil War, Blacks vs. Niggers, Confronting the Subculture within the African-American Community. I'm gonna send you the link to the book.
I might need to step my game up. I might need to read that.
Because yeah, Uncivil War. Basically, what he was talking about was that white people, they have a subculture of, you know, white the trash. Honey Boo Boos and the white trailer trash gun nut people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a part of their culture, but they, you know, that's like, it's not the forefront of their culture. But coon niggas are the forefront of our culture. Every black person isn't a looter or a nut who's out there stealing weave and other useless items in Ferguson, Missouri. All black people aren't that. But that group of people, that subculture of blackness, kind of defines our whole community. When black people think about us, they more so think about that stereotype of us more so than probably the majority. Well, who even knows? Probably not the majority, which is just regular black people like Nikki and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
We're just normal black people. Not, you know, crazy niggas having a bunch of babies and on government assistance. That's not the life we lead. So, anyway, Talib Starks, if you want to check out the book too, the book is called, again, The Uncivil War, Blacks vs. Niggers, Confronting the Subculture Within the African-American Community. I definitely want to check it out, though.
I know I'll be checking it out. I'll go ahead and pick that up. Like,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they don't have that at my job.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they don't have it at my local library either. But, or I can get on my Kindle for $5. That's what I'm talking about. But, my thing is, I agree with that, because being a black person, it's like normally I always get told I'm whitewashed, act like a white girl, blah, blah, I'm an Oreo. But when I talk to my friends who aren't black, and it's like how I don't like white trash, I'll admit it. I don't hang out with white trash, that's not my type of people. When they talk about black people, are like, when you meet, or when you see white people on TV, the type of black people they talk about, it's like one of those things of, I don't like niggas either. You're talking about niggas. That's like me, like, going up to a basically middle class, because it comes down to class. It's like me going to a middle class white woman and telling her, oh, I don't like white people because you guys live in trailer parks. It's like, well, you're not talking about me. You're talking about Honey Boo Boo down there. And one of the things on TV, white people are represented where you can see the different facets of their life versus us. Either you get love and hip hop.
Yeah, you get the wild swings. It's either terrible representation or, you know, the Cosbys.
Yeah, so
there's no in between.
Yeah, we don't get the in betweens. That's not, it's not fair, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles. We don't get that. So it's one of those things of, like, when I first went to college, I went to college out of state, and it was a predominantly white school. It really was all white, but I would get the, you don't eat fried chicken all that. Well, no, like, I didn't know how to make Kool-Aid. Growing up in my house, we didn't drink Kool-Aid like that. Wonder why? Because my dad was not about to let us drink sugar and water. That's what he said Kool-Aid was. So
that's so good.
Yeah, but growing up, I didn't really care for Kool-Aid because I wasn't drinking it. And when I went to other people's houses, I didn't like it too much because it was based to your own flavor and it was really sweet to me compared to what I drank at home. And that was just my dad's thing. I'm not giving you sugar and water the same way we were allowed to drink sodas all the time. That was my dad. So I went to college. People were like, oh, you don't put this in your Kool-Aid? You don't know how to make Kool-Aid? Why would I not make Kool-Aid? Black people love Kool-Aid and fried chicken. And then I always look at people, do you eat chicken? Yeah, everyone eats chicken. You wonder why? Everyone eats chicken because it's the cheapest fucking meat you can buy at the grocery store. And going way back when, chicken was the easiest meat you can get because you can raise your own chicken, you can raise chickens, get your eggs, have it yourself. It was harder to own a pig or a cow. That's why most poor people eat fried chicken. So it's not a black thing. I'm like, well, yeah, I eat fried chicken, but what the fuck is Kool-Aid? You don't like grape Kool-Aid? What? No, I don't know what you're talking about. And it was like, no, well, how could you be black and not drink Kool-Aid? I don't know, you're white. Do you drink iced tea all the fucking time? Yeah, okay.
Box of wine?
Yeah, and it's
box
like...
Box of wine?
It's like how I said it's a white thing to do because I have a friend for breakfast. In the morning when he gets up, he'll have a beer. When he gets home, he has a beer. White people love beer. White people will kick back a six-pack of beer every fucking day. When they get home from work, they have about 4 or 5 beers. That's what white men do. Not all of them, but most of them.
Wake up, drink.
Pretty much. But I know a guy, when he gets up in the morning, he has a beer. And he white. He makes good money. Is that, to me, that's crazy. But my other white friend goes, well, yeah, having a beer in the morning is good for you because it fills up your stomach. You don't have to worry about eating breakfast. What kind of fucking logic is that? But you don't talk about niggas and Kool-Aid and niggas don't do this, niggas don't do that. Black people, we're what, 13-14% of the population? And if you look at the statistics for welfare, majority of people on welfare are white people. Welfare was made for white women. If you look at the history of welfare, it was made for white women. They refused to give it to minorities. And to this day, white people are still the majority on these government assistance programs. So when you talk about black people this, black people that, no, go look at Becky down the street. Becky over here is Becky's more likely to be on a food stamps than fucking Jaquetta over here. Actually, hey, I know someone named Jaquetta.
You will learn when you read that book that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke on that. He spoke on a lot of times what black people have is excuses and passing the buck. What is the white person doing? We have to kind of start just looking within and fix ourselves instead of saying, oh, well, this many white people are on government assistance. Or you say, black people are da-da-da-da-da. Well, white people are da-da-da-da-da. You have to read it or hear him speak on it.
Yeah.
Because he knows, you know, he knows his thing better than I know it, but... Go ahead. It just rung a bell. You know, it's
yeah.
Before when you said that. Go ahead.
And it's one of those things that when it comes down to it, it's not about race. It's about class. The same way middle or upper class black people.
Trudy's looking at me weird. I don't know what's going on with her. She's just like, yeah, like she poked me at the side. And I turned around and she's like, just like looking like I'm going to kill you.
You know what? I ain't gonna say nothing because I ain't trying to get killed with you. So I'm keep my comments to myself. But I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, when it comes down to things, it comes down to class. No matter where you go, it comes down to class, not race. Because most people do not, if you're a middle class or upper class stature, most of us don't want to hang out with the poor and this and that of our areas. Is that wrong? Yeah, maybe. But at the same time, that's just the way we are. But, you know, who cares? No.
That one I just sent you is required listening for everyone. It really should be like the last piece of the show.
We can put it as the last piece of the show. It is our show.
That is true.
Yeah, we can.
Go ahead and play a little bit of that for people.
Okay, hold on. Let me skip. You can skip this video in 2, 1. Skip ad. Hold on. Can you hear it?
A little bit.
Hold on. I might have to just play the last of the show because it's hard to, if I have you on, it's harder to control the volume of other things.
Yeah, good. We'll put that on there because that's required listening for everyone.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's Chris Rock, Black People versus Niggas. Most of us have heard it, but it's always good to revisit.
Always good. Gotta keep that, you know, near the top.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it's a sad, sad world sometimes and the way things pan out. But I just wish for the best for everyone. I don't want to see anyone, you know.
See, this is the good time to cue that Mos Def Umi says, I want black people to be free, to be free, to be free. It's a classic Mos Def right there.
Wait, is it Mos Def when we coming back to the country ever?
I think he came back. I think he's back.
There's a couple people who ain't coming back.
I think Mos Def is back. Okay. We need to wrap this up. It's almost 12:30.
Yeah, we need to wrap it up. We could call Peter.
I'm hitting the road early in the morning.
Oh, that's right. You going to Tallahassee?
I haven't packed anything. Trudy's just sitting around in the towel for the past hour or so. Ooh. So she ain't packed nothing.
Yeah, she about to make that baby. Oh, y'all about to be like Sierra and Feature. Make that feature.
No way.
You're like, no way.
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, we thank you guys for listening to the show.
Taste test next week.
Oh, yeah. Next week, we're going to do the taste test of those, what is it, the Lay's? What flavors are there? There's cappuccino, mango.
Cappuccino, mango salsa.
Uh-huh.
Mac and bacon cheese, something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
And wasabi ginger.
Oh, those all sound disgusting. I don't know why we're
doing that. They do. And we will discuss their disgustingness or deliciousness on the show next week.
All right.
Live taste test.
Yeah, live taste test. Wish me luck.
More history will be made in Pure Thuggery.
All right,
guys. The first live taste test on Pure Thuggery.
Yeah, this will be called a random white bitch in Missouri. Next week we're doing taste tests. We moving up. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to our show, and we'll catch you next week, guys.
Peace.
And here's the clip of Chris Rock versus Niggas. I try to do the best I can with this sound quality. If it doesn't sound too good, you can YouTube it. It's on YouTube. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the show.
Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. There's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. There's black people and there's niggas. The niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, Indian-ass niggas fuck it up. Shit. You know what the worst thing about niggas? The worst thing about
ain't shit, man. Your kids can't fucking play nowhere. Every year the space gets smaller. Okay, you go from that corner to that corner. Oh, you go from that gate to that gate. By the time motherfuckers 10, he's just hopping in a circle, eh? Three guns in my house because the media outside. Oh shit, Mike Wallace, run!